Here we go with another great episode.
Hello and welcome to this very evening show. The wonderful, lovely, Miss Talented, Miss Blanche Sans Roots. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm absolutely superb. I mean, must admit, I've been a huge fan of yours since Find Your Work on Facebook. And yeah, I understand you've got a cover version of the Tiny Tie coming out.
I do, yeah. I've always been a huge fan of Blondie and her music. She just has this real smooth, velvety voice. I just love her songs and her voice. So yeah, I'm excited to have been able to do that cover.
Wow. So that's obviously one of your influences, isn't it, Blondie?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Joni Mitchell, just her songwriting and her sort of quirkiness and her lyrics, just everything about her. She's just such an inspiration. Even now when she's in her 80s, she's still performing and I just love her.
Yeah.
She's been a big one for me as well.
So how long have you been songwriting?
Well, to be honest, when I was growing up, as a child, as an adolescent or whatever, and then I lost it along the way as I was working in corporate and et cetera. But I've come back to it and really renewed my true love of it probably for the last maybe couple years now.
Cool. So how would you describe your music? How do you describe your sort of genre of music, say?
Yeah, so that's really interesting because I think the songs that I write are kind of, they could be folk songs, they're like stories about my life or other people's lives, but then the genre that I've chosen to record in studio is more of a cinematic, dark pop, kind of alt pop style, because I just love that, you know, I love movies and I love those big sounds and the big choruses, and I also love infusing all these different influences from all the places I've lived, like the sitar from India and the balalaika from Russia and all that, mixing it all together in those sounds. I just find that really exciting and interesting, so that's why I've chosen that genre for
that's music. Quite an eclectic mix of music there.
Very eclectic. I struggled to figure out what it should be, you know, but I finally kind of settled on that for my debut album that's coming out later this year.
Oh, cool. So what would you say influences you to write a song?
Well, I would say it's a bit like I find I kind of started writing really good songs after I did some deep kind of trauma work. And I find that I do this writing every day, and as I write, I get feelings, I get emotions, and I get, you know, then I start writing, maybe some lyrics will come to me, then I'll sit on my piano and some melodies will come to me, and that'll sort of drive the songwriting. Sometimes I just am out walking around and I'll get a song that comes into my head, not a song, but like a melody, and that sort of taps into the emotion, something I'm feeling, and then that will be expressed in my music. So my sincere hope is that when people listen to my music, or the people that find my music will find a way of, when they listen to it, it's a way to help them process whatever feelings or emotions maybe they can't quite understand or put their finger on, and that my music would be a way for them to do that, you know, maybe not consciously, but just as a way to sort of help them release those emotions or tap into them as well. So that's what inspires me and to write.
Where'd the name Sans Roots come from?
Yeah,
well, very again, yeah,
a very eclectic name, of course, and because I'm French, my dad's French, and my mom's Swiss German, but I grew up all over the world, so no French person or Swiss German person would ever think I was from those countries. Yeah. So sans means without, and roots, obviously, so without roots. So because I grew up in all these different places, I thought that name would be really fitting. And also my music sort of incorporates all those sounds and experiences from all these different countries and places. So that's why I chose that name.
Knowing French that I do, a little bit of French that I know, because I did it in school many moons ago now.
So parlez-vous français?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, enough to get me by, put it that way. Just enough, you know. But because I kind of figured out it would be without something or other, but interesting.
So it's kind of that mixture. I'm not sure how many people get that, but I think yes, if you did take French in school, you'd probably pick up on the song part.
Yeah,
without.
Yeah. And you've mentioned you've got an album coming out. So any other future plans, like gigs or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, to be honest, I've got a four-year-old daughter. So I used to gig a lot before the pandemic. But since I've had my daughter, it's been a little tricky for me because I kind of need to be at home with her when she's in bed. Yeah. You know? So gigging for me hasn't been that easy. But I do a lot of live performances, and I'm getting ready to have a Patreon channel where people can actually see all the performances that I do at home so I'm working on that, and then I've got my debut album coming out later this year, so I've got little bits here and there coming around that I sort of, because I'm also a full-time mom, so that's kind of my priority, and my music is you know my second thing,
I'm just gonna say this right now, I mean I've said it before on the show, but as you're a guest on the show, I decided to give you the honor of not only being my featured artist of the week, which basically I'll play three songs of yours. You're also going to be under the covers as well.
Great.
Yes, I'm going to play your version of The Tide's High, plus Blondie's version, and I'm also going to play the original version from The Paragons.
That's very interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah. So, it's going to be great.
It's exciting.
I just feel wonderful. I just feel great.
That's very cool. I like that.
Yeah, so where can people get to hear your music?
Yeah, so I'm actually on streaming platforms at the moment. You can find me on Spotify, is my most kind of popular place. Also, I've got a mailing list, so if you go to www.songbirds.com, you can join my mailing list, and I send weekly emails with me performing and doing songs, covers, etc. And I'll have a Patreon soon as well, so hopefully that will be another place. So I'd love for you guys to come check me out, join my list.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, we've been talking back and forth for the interview, and did you get a chance to listen to Guilty by the Blues Brothers and Randy Newman by any chance?
I haven't had a chance to do that yet.
I thought so.
But I know that's one of your favourite songs.
Yeah, yeah. If you heard the show last week, I did get a bit emotional. I must admit, I did get a very bit emotional. But I think that's about covering it, really. Thank you very much for your time,
Ms. Blanche. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for your time and for the show. And I appreciate being your artist of the week. It's amazing.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. Anytime you want to come back on Radio V75. Feel free to drop me a line, drop me a message or something, and I'll talk something out.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about yourself or anything?
Well, no, I mean, not really. I think you've got quite a lot. You kind of know most everything about me. Pretty simple. Simple but complex. Love music. Love my daughter. My husband, of course.
Yep. Well, what's left me saying, thank you very much for joining us on the show, and hopefully we'll see you soon.
Yeah, lovely. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.